This is one of those special days, man. This is one of those days. And I look forward to every day getting up into the middle of the night and coming down here at 6 in the morning. But some of the days are a little more special than others. And if you've been listening this morning, you know why. Our piano's coming alive today. And we heard from Isaiah Thompson a little earlier this morning. And now, a lady who actually teaches at Juilliard, and Isaiah is one of her students. But in addition to that, she was first a student at the very first Thelonious Monk Institute of Jazz Studies program when it was up at the New England Conservatory. One of her instructors was the great Ron Carter. But imagine the definition and determination that would one day result with her actually performing with Ron Carter, in addition to many others who she met early on her path, which is like a meteor shower. And she's with us this morning. I want to say hello and welcome you to the piano artistry of Miss Helen Sung.
Good morning, Gary. Thanks for having us here. It's always a pleasure to be at WBGO, Beacon of Jazz in the Tri-State area.
It's lovely to have you here this morning. And you, too, as we talked with Isaiah, you, too, are part of this new recording, Handful of Keys, which comes from Jazz at Lincoln Center. And you've done a couple of pieces. What kind of experience was this for you, getting to perform there? It's not the first time you performed there, obviously.
This was really special because it involved seven pianists from very diverse places in the music, different times. It was a huge honor to be a part of it. And my first time, well, not the very first time, but very early attempt at writing for big band. I had recently been studying at the BMI Jazz Composers Workshop, which is exclusively focuses on big band writing. Is something I've been wanting to do for a long time. And then when they approached me about doing this project, I selected McCoy Tyner as the pianist I would like to focus on, because they said, pick a piece by one of the great pianists. And a lot of the usual suspects have been taken. So, you know, McCoy is a hero of mine in terms of just his contribution to the music and, of course, his artistry, too. And when I suggested the song, they said, well, we don't have a big band arrangement of that. And I said, well, can I try and write it?
You will.
So it was terrifying, thrilling, exhilarating. What a, you know, just once in a lifetime, as they say, recording and opportunity. And I have to thank Winton and the whole Jazz at Lincoln Center team for making incredible musical moments like that possible.
Yeah, well, they thank you, too, for being a part of the event, I'm sure. And the event is a documentation from Blue Engine Records, Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra, Winton Marsalis, featuring Dan Nimmer, Isaiah Thompson, who you heard earlier this morning, Myra Melford, who also writes some great liner notes. I really enjoyed these. The Elder Statesman, Dick Hyman, who's just masterful, but at the same time has a sense of twinkle, not just in his eyes, but in his hands when he plays. Joey Alexander, we are in good hands as we move the ball up the field. Dan Nimmer, and our guest this morning, Helen Sung, will you grace us with some music?
Did you have a preference? I could play what I wrote for the big, well, try and do a piano reduction of 4x5.
Yeah.
We'll start with that? Okay. Let's see how this goes.
Reductions are always well, whether you're in the kitchen or in the music room at the piano. I've heard you in a duet setting with Ron Carter do some amazing Thelonious Monk stuff. So, reduction, seduction, whatever.
Okay.
I think it's going to be wonderful. Helen Sung.
Thanks, Gary.
Reducing McCoy Tyner's 4x5. Thank you. Now, you know, later on I'm going to have to share the big band arrangement that you did with the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra that is part of this collection called Handful of Keys. Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis and the two hands of Helen Sung. And I can't imagine that someone with a background like yours would be intimidated by the work of McCoy Tyner. Your first obstacle in this music was your own parents when you said, not only that I want to be a musician, because they thought it was going to be Dr. Helen Sung, internist or whatever your area of medical expertise might have been, but instead music was the course that you set for yourself. And then when you said jazz music, oh my, I think we need to have a talk. But growing up in Houston, Texas, it was tough at first, but you won the battle, obviously.
Well, you know, it's not anything that I would have known how to plan or strategize for. It's just one day after another, right? And choices you make at that moment that lead you to where you are today. And I just feel very fortunate and blessed that the Monk Institute came along when it did, because, you know, I was part of that first class. If it hadn't, it could have happened 2 years later. It could have happened.
But you went on the road. You traveled the world with people like Wayne Shorter and Herbie Hancock. And, you know, Ron Carter gave you some very sound advice and said, look, if you want to have your own voice at the piano,
you have to write your own music.
And we're going to hear one of your tunes coming in the next hour.
Okay.
Helen Sung's okay, with cool. us this morning at WBGO. What a fascinating story. You just got back from Beijing, China.
Shanghai, too. Yes,
Shanghai, yes. Unbelievable. Playing Monk's music. How was Monk's music received in China?
You know, I think Monk is such a unique spirit and personality. There's this childlikeness about it in terms of sincerity and genuineness. I don't know if that's a word. That just cuts through any language barrier. You know, his music is playful, it's quirky, it can be sarcastic, definitely witty and humorous. And I did the Monk Show in Beijing with my quartet, and you know, it's music is indeed the universal language, and just to be in my motherland, you know, it's always a very unique experience for me personally, since they call us ABCs, American-born Chinese.
They do? For real?
Yeah. Oh, there are all these sorts of little weird ways of describing us. It's I'll spare you most of them for now. But just being around Chinese people is it's a very moving, profound experience for me. Because growing up here, I felt American on the inside, whatever that means, you know, but on the outside, I didn't look quote unquote American. So there's just been this disconnect in some ways, you know, trying to bridge the two, and just getting the chance to play more in Asia has been really instrumental in bridging that gap of just, you know, just what does it mean to be Chinese? What does it mean to be American? So I just am, you know, again, very grateful, and just can't wait to go back.
And the answer seemingly has been found.
for me.
Well, sure, but found inside the music.
Yeah.
Which is the important thing here. We're chatting with Helen Sung, and you don't have to go to Beijing or Shanghai to see her do Monk, because tomorrow evening she's going to be at a joint on the Upper West Side. It's actually kind of a salon inside of an apartment complex called The Garden, and we'll chat with her about that. She's going to do a solo salute to Monk, and then next week with the Mingus Big Band in New York City before they take to the road and go to Japan and play the music of Charles Mingus. This music is universal. People like John Faddis also were part of your early career, and John said to you, you need to know more about the blues. Get that record, that Dizzy record, Sunny Side Up. You know that pianist from Philadelphia? Well, why, John doesn't talk like that. Why am I? but he did say.
But that is what he said.
But he did say, you know, Ray Bryant.
Yeah, do you After Hours.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, every time he saw me for years after that, if there was a piano nearby, he would make me play it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a couple years ago, he had me play with another piano spectacular kind of event at SUNY Purchase. And I played a song. I was at soundcheck, and he was way at the top of the hall. He said, "Helen, I'm glad you listened to me back at the Monk Institute." That was such a nice compliment. I said, "Wow, that means a lot. Thank you."
John's a good spirit, isn't he, in this music?
Yes,
he is. He's great, and we need great spirits. You know, if you were not listening earlier this morning, that was one of the points Isaiah made. Isaiah Thompson, who also sat at our Steinway Grand Piano here in downtown Newark. But the fact is, you know, you're not just a jazz musician. You're a person. And it's whatever that person is, whoever that person is, that informs what comes from you creatively when you sit at the piano. John Faddis is certainly like that when he picks up his trumpet. He's a great spirit for this music. You heard it earlier this morning with Isaiah Thompson. And now we're going to focus on Helen's song and one of her own compositions. What are we going to hear?
Well, I think I'll do a little nod to what John said to me first, and then this is a song off of my upcoming album, which is called Sung with Words, but this is one of the instrumental pieces, and it has to do, I guess it was written out of feeling just sometimes the weight of living in our modern times, but hopefully it has a note of hope in it too. And I'll let you guess what the opening song is. My song is called In the Shadowland. Thanks,
Helen,
Gary.
Helen's song this morning at Morning Jazz.
Thank you.
Here on Morning Jazz, kind of given a special flavor this morning. Live in our studio, pianist Helen Sung, and that's one of her own compositions. That's a piece called Shadowland that you will hear on an upcoming recording called Sung with Words, and something that she may have been inspired in part by being part of Terry Lynn Carrington's Mosaic Project that featured all those great singers from Dee Dee Bridgewater and Carmen Lundy and Gretchen Parlato and Nona Hendrix, among many others. So that'll be that, Cassandra Wilson, too. And I'm going to guess the front part of that piece that opened that up. Heaven, please, send to all mankind. Percy Mayfield said,
yes.
And Ray Charles heard him and said, I want you to write tunes for me and nobody else. Please send me someone to love. That was a gorgeous read on that tune.
Thank you.
You like Percy Mayfield stuff?
Yeah. I didn't know he wrote Hit the Road, Jack, too. I think that's his.
Absolutely. No, that's a true story. Ray Charles heard Percy Mayfield singing some of his old specialty record label stuff, and he said, you, I want to write for me and nobody else. And they had quite a relationship that ran together. And there's a cat in New Orleans named Johnny Adams, too, that did a Percy Mayfield songbook. Whew. Roll your socks up and down like Venetian blinds.
Nice.
Just really, really good stuff. Nice. Now, speaking of good stuff, speaking of great stuff, Thelonious Monk, you are no stranger to the trunk of Monk.
Yeah.
In fact, not only did you study at the Monk Institute, you've done Monk performances, also quite well-versed in Mary Lou Williams music, but on the road with T.S. Monk, also Clark Terry, Wayne Shorter, and some of the people that have come into your concentric circles and obviously influenced you. And tomorrow evening, Saturday night, at a place on the Upper West Side, Washington Heights, at The Garden, you're going to be doing a solo tribute to Monk. What, have you done that before at the Garden?
No, never.
Yeah.
Never. I'm really looking forward to seeing what that's all about.
It looks like kind of a salon setting.
Yeah, I don't know what to expect. They told me some of the past artists who played there, so I'm really honored to join that roster and
it's in Washington Heights. You can just Google it, At the Garden. Not in the garden. That's over here at the Newark Museum. But At the Garden is on the Upper West Side of New York in Washington Heights. Tomorrow night, a solo Monk performance should be great. And then Monday night, if you're around, go down to, is it Jazz Standard, right?
Yes.
Where the Mingus Big Band plays, and you're part of that. You talked about Monk's music being witty and angular and funny and all these things. It's also, Mingus was like that way, too. It's fun to play his music, isn't it? As well as being incredibly challenging.
Well, both, I should, you know, I don't, people focus a lot on the angularity and the rhythmic uniqueness. And also, I want to add the word profound, you know, for both of them. Just how they were able to shape an identity that was Monk from the beginning. You know, someone said he always sounded like himself, and that is, to me, true genius. And Mingus, wow, what a breadth of activity and range. And just, I love also that he was very much a musician connected to and engaging in his time. That's something I find very inspiring, especially in light of just our world today. You know, how can I, as an artist, you know, we're so privileged and lucky to do what we do. And how do we use this as a force for good?
Well,
you know, and because artists are allowed access to all parts of society in a very unique way.
Well, Percy Mayfield said it the best. You know, heaven please send to all mankind understanding and peace of mind. And those are things that you get when you put yourself, even as a listener, inside the world of jazz and some of its great creators. Helen sung with us this morning, Isaiah Thompson earlier, and Helen just coming back with her own quartet from Shanghai and Beijing and China, where she introduced audiences. Some of them probably were already hip to the world of Thelonious Monk, which blows me away to begin with. And then after Monday night, a jazz standard with the Mingus Orchestra, off you go to Japan to regale Mingus's music to the audience of Japan. So the whole world is a stage for that music that we love called jazz, isn't it? And we're quite happy to have you as a part of it.
Thank you. I'm very honored and blessed.
Helen's words on WBGO, sung with words we can expect to come out when? When is that recording coming?
Hopefully in early 2018.
Early 2018. That gives us, well, I'll be around. Yeah. Will you monk us out a little bit?
Sure.
Give us a little, maybe just a taste
sure.
of some monk. Helen Sung, Morning Jazz. Have yourself a good weekend. You're off to a good start.